Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 11th of April 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. For me, this has been the first full week that we have done for quite a while, and it's certainly taken its toll on me. I do all of a sudden feel very, very tired. But hey, these things happen, don't we? Doesn't it? It's a little bit annoying, but hey, what can I say? I just hope I don't yawn, because I get annoyed with myself when I yawn and I can't hide it. Anyway, hope you're well. Hope you're looking forward to the weekend as well. I certainly am, because it looks like it's going to be another good weekend for gardening. I don't think the weather is quite going to be as sunny as it was last weekend, but the weather does look like it's going to be pretty good. Maybe overcast, but dry. And dry is the important thing. Now, I bring this up because, as you know, I like to share with you my plans for the weekend on the hope that it might inspire you to tackle a few jobs yourself. One of the things that I want to do is trim the grass down on the allotment. So I'm going to get my strimmer, my lawnmower, take that down to the allotment and just start getting that grass down. Very important job to do, actually. I do have grass paths. I find that we can use all the clippings, of course, as a mulch around some of our plants if needed, which we might do, but also for the fact that we can then also add it to our compost bins. So it's a very important job, I think. Our compost bins at the moment are looking pretty full, so we probably use it as a mulch around our onions and our garlic, thinking about it. I mean, why not? Why not? We might as well put it to some use. After that, I'm then hoping to sow some parsnips and some carrots as well, just to get those growing. And then, of course, I'm going to be harvesting some leeks and rhubarb. We've had plenty of rhubarb so far already this year, so a few more will be going down a treat. In fact, Chef Scott has got for us a lovely rhubarb recipe for next week as well, so we're going to be using rhubarb in that. Leeks as well, of course, we're going to be harvesting the leeks. I've harvested some leeks today, funnily enough, when I was down on the allotment. Smell absolutely beautiful, but we've only got a few leeks left. They are coming to the end. So, yeah, you know, might as well use them up, but be ashamed to see them go at the same time. Now, after I've done this, it should mean that I've got the bottom half of the allotment completely tidy, which will make me very, very happy, I've got to say. And then we can start concentrating on the top half once again, although we're going to be completely maintaining the bottom half at the same time. Now, at home on over the weekend as well, I've got a lot of plants that I'm going to be potting up into bigger and bigger pots, just to give them a bit more room. We might start hardening off some plants as well, but I've also, today, I've actually went to a garden centre and I have bought some more peppers and chilli peppers. As you know, I sowed lots and lots of sweet peppers, chilli peppers, and they were growing really, really well. And then whitefly came along and that's caused some damage, and then they fell off a shelf. It has been a real nightmare that we really haven't had many of these sweet peppers and chilli peppers and aubergines. So I'm really annoyed at myself for that. But it's going to be one of those years, I think. It is going to be one of those years. But our home plot really might have a bit of a sweep up and a cut in the lawn, but on a whole, it is more or less there. We're going to concentrate on sowing a lot more seeds, peas, sweet corn, beans, radish, lettuce, just to name a few. And of course, some herbs as well. Now, I was going to talk about, I realised when I pulled out our catalogue today, our magazine, that I've been a bit ahead. I should have been sowing the melon seeds today, but I sowed those on Sunday and I spoke about it on Sunday. And I did the same for the cucumbers. We should have done those on Sunday, but actually done those last Thursday. So no seeds this week. It's all about the plans for the weekend, but we will sow some cumin at the weekend as per this book, as well as many other seeds, basil, dill, parsley, coriander, etc., etc. Now, this brings me up to shall I talk about with you tonight? One of the things that I have mentioned already is hardening off our plants. This is something that I think is quite important to do with our young plants. Hardening off is the process of where we just get our plants used to being in the colder temperatures, just getting them used to being outside. Now, I'm sure most of us have got our plants growing inside our greenhouses or on our kitchen windowsills just because, well, you're trying to protect them, you're trying to keep them warm, you want them to grow and stay viable. And greenhouses, indoors, things like that is the ideal place. But come mid-May, or for me it's mid-May when the risk of frost has passed, we can get those plants outside. But there is a risk of frost between now and then. So it is a case, I find, of keeping an eye on the temperature. But what I tend to do, I've always thought of my seed sowing routine as being a production line. So they start in one area and they move along. And now at the point, we've got a few weeks, so we're not going to be able to do this with all plants, but some of our bigger plants, we're going to start hardening them off. Now, the thing that many people would do was would move them outside in the morning, leave them outside during the day, and move them back in the evening, which is a lot of work. It is a lot of work, and it's something that I absolutely hate doing. So what I did instead is I came up with a method that suited me better. So of course I start my seeds indoors, then they go to the greenhouse, and when I want to start hardening them off, they go to a cold frame. Now the reason I do it in the cold frame is, of course, I can just lift to open or close or drop to close the lid, which is just much easier, I think, to rather than moving all these plants in and out, just opening and closing this lid. Just it makes it much easier. It will protect the plants at night still, but they will still be a bit indoors during the day and still be maintained and protected. Now, one of the things that does happen, and it's often overlooked, I've mentioned obviously it's about keeping our plants warm, but one of the other things that does happen when plants are outside is they get hit with the wind. And it doesn't necessarily mean a strong wind, but if our plants have been mollycoddled inside, they may not be used to getting a bit of wind against them. So they become quite weak, I guess you could say. And then just a gentle breeze may come along when they're outside and they can't cope with it and they snap. So what it's worth doing while your young plants are still indoors, is taking your hand and just brushing them over the plants. Brushing them over to try and imitate as if they getting blown. Be very gentle with it, of course, especially in the beginning, but just get those stems, those branches, those leaves used to being moved about in the wind. You could of course blow on it, but I think using your hand, or people sometimes use paintbrushes as well, just makes it a little bit easier. Now I've got to admit, on the whole, doing this is one of those things that is often overlooked. I honestly don't know if it makes a huge amount of difference, but logically I would have thought it would. I think the trouble is we do tend to mollycoddle our young plants and then we stick them outside and they cope is the bottom line. Perhaps that's an experiment we should do. Does it really make any difference? Same to think about there. Well, guys, I'm going to call this one a night. I'm going to head on to bed once I get this out to you. So I will speak to you all again next time. Until then, please take care.